We look west to Hawaii. That's where the state vice president and state secretary explain how the Aloha State's agricultural industry is intertwined with its culture and history. FFA Today correspondent Alex Wojcicki reports.
Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today, and I'm standing with Harvey Tegalikud and Hannah Diokaris. They are both serving as state officers for Hawaii, so a little bit different perspective for us. Can you give us, Harvey, an idea of what agriculture is like in Hawaii?
Yes. Agriculture in Hawaii is very intertwined with Hawaii's culture and its history. However, in recent years, it has been suffering a bit, mostly because of policies, a little bit because of the narrative that has been spread. A little history about Hawaii. People from other countries would come to Hawaii and emigrate to become farmers. But the narrative that is shared from the farmers that did come to Hawaii and emigrated here is that they don't want their kids to follow in their footsteps. They want them to work in jobs that don't require them to do backbreaking work or things like that. However, we are trying to change that narrative as an FFA association, try to show the better and more fulfilling aspects of agriculture as a whole.
Hannah, can you shine a light on how you guys are trying to implement that message that Harvey was talking about?
Yeah, of course. So as a state association, we do a lot of social networking and a lot of PR media. So we just like really jump-started our website again, jump-started our Instagram. We try to do a lot of chapter visits. And the really sad part is, of course, like state officers, we mostly get to see a lot of great things like nationals and like SOS and WOC. And it's really sad because of lack of funding that a lot of our other students back home don't get to see what we get to see. They don't get to see how passionate, how diverse FFA is. And it's such a tragedy because if they saw what we saw, if they see like in our shoes and they see through our eyes, just through anything like LDs and CDEs, I'm sure they'd be really amazed. But with, of course, it's kind of hard with a lot of lack of CTE funding in our schools, with a lot of lack of government help, a lack of, I guess, support from a lot of places because everyone wants to be an engineer or a doctor, but it's like, who's going to feed? Like, there's so much things that can go into, like, bioengineering or, like, technology or just a lot of networking stuff. There's so much things that can go into FFA, but we're just trying to really promote that it's so much more. And none of our majors aren't even, like, purely agriculture, but they're related to agriculture in a way. Like, I'm going to be a veterinarian, and Harvey here is going to be something in business, I think international business. So it's like, we're just trying to really just promote the message and take, like, of course, our best way is through cameras and social media. That's why we're so, like, grateful that it's, like, so popular in the mainland, you know? It's, like, coming, you graduate with honors if you're from FFA. FFA is such a big deal, but then back home, it's really hard to even just, like, have people come to meetings, but hopefully we're trying to change that narrative.
And I think an analogy that Hannah said that I really liked was that the FFA jacket is basically synonymous with the varsity jacket. Like the FFA are like the popular jocks of the mainland, basically.
Harvey, how did you get involved in FFA?
Oh, wow. Okay. So being in the FFA was never really about farming for me in the beginning. My friends eventually, after years of trying to convince me to join the FFA, got me to join to compete. And once I did start competing and attending conferences, I started slowly falling in love with FFA and the people within it. I developed a very strong appreciation for agriculture, and my perspectives of agriculture as a whole has really blossomed. And I feel that using agriculture in my everyday life and combining that with my background in policy and technology will really help in really solving these world's problems, like world hunger and very restrictive policies regarding agriculture. So I think that thanks to the FFA, I've been able to find really a purpose and find really a community that of people that care about me and I care about genuinely and truly and wholeheartedly. And I think that this was one of the best choices I've ever made in my life.
Hannah, can you tell me about how you got involved in FFA and what you're doing now?
So I got into FFA because I was, back in my high school, we have Natural Resources Pathways, and I had this really, really, really annoying ag teacher. You would not believe how persistent he was in trying to get me to join. But thank God that he did, because now I got to be like a chapter president, and now I'm a state secretary, and you get to see how passionate you are. It's like everyone really doesn't, it's like dipping your toes in the water, you know? You don't know if it's cold or not, you don't know if you like it, but once you really submerge yourself into it, you're going to be like, wow, this is so great.
Harvey, one final message. What would you share to FFA members?
find your passions and follow your dreams. No matter how big your goals are, no matter how out of reach they may seem, you reach for them, you try, and you change your mindset to fit these goals, and you will achieve them. And even if you don't, you've shot for the stars, and that's more than most people do in their lifetimes.
And Hannah, one last question for you. What message do you want to leave with FFA members?
Keep wearing the blue jacket. That's all I can say because it's explanatory enough. Just keep wearing the blue jacket.
We've been visiting with Harvey Tigalikud and Hannah Diokaris. They are both serving as state officers for the state of Hawaii. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.